99.9 FM, The Zoo. Good morning. About quarter after eight in the sunshine with 28 degrees and the wind chill making it feel like it's all of 22 out there, and weather's on the way. And I'd like to thank to coming to the studio this morning, Dr. Stephen Ganey, superintendent of the Randolph County Schools, brave enough to come in and answer the hard questions once a month here on the radio. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
And so the hard question for what's for lunch today?
All of that's on the menus, and we have a lot of information out there on the school system webpage.
Yeah, chicken sandwiches, oven fries, and the garden bar. So feeding them healthy, that's good. So you're all breaking into the new year, getting everything all settled back in after the holidays?
Had a great start. We started last Wednesday, a day earlier because of the weather in the fall.
We need to come up with another. Well, I think with what they're predicting, a little delay on Monday, maybe Tuesday, and everything will be fine. We can educate the chillens.
Well, you never know. We're just going to do whatever it takes to be safe and keep the kids safe and staff safe and parents safe.
Yeah, even the weather people don't know what's going on. I thought it was their job, but just might be me. So what have we got going now that the New Year's on?
Well, obviously the weather has taken a front seat to some of the discussion, and yeah. want to encourage people to go to our school system webpage, homepage, and look. There is a weather video that kind of explains the things we do when we're dealing with weather between checking roads and the time frame we operate in the mornings.
And making sure the buses get started early enough to get warmed up.
And where we put announcements and all. So encourage people to check out that video. It's been out there. We put it back up every fall. We're about November, so as we head into the winter weather. So that's out there. We have a big event on February 5th. At 4:30 at Sunset Theater, it's our annual spelling bee. It's for elementary and middle school students,
okay.
So that's always a special event.
It always bugs me that these young kids are spelling words that I've never even heard of before. And there was, can you use it in a sentence? It's like, you could use it in a sentence. I still ain't going to know what it means.
That's funny you say that, because I've been to the spelling bee every year I've been here, and you'll hear a word, and you're like, wow, I really wasn't sure that was a word, but that tells you how bright our kids are, and teachers do great work with kids. So it's a great event, and looking forward to that. Interesting, you know, how quickly a school year moves. As I was making some notes the other day, I looked down, and kindergarten registration for next year is on March 5th. It's from 5 to 7 o'clock at each of the elementary schools.
It's already 2019. How did that happen?
And that's a big event for us, because the more children we can get registered early in kindergarten, we have a bigger idea of, you know, our numbers for next year in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So I want to remind all parents out there, March 5th, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and it's a floating event at each elementary school. You should go to the elementary school that your child will be attending to register. And it always goes well, and it gets a chance to meet families. And, you know, we already have some of their children in our school system, but we may be meeting some families for the first time, and they get to meet staff. So.
Yeah.
The elementary school staffs, they do such a great job with those events. And so I want to encourage everybody to take advantage of that night. Another special development is we have a nature trail at Southeast Randolph Middle School that's being developed.
Really?
And it's going to involve an outdoor classroom obviously be used for exercise, and it also have an opportunity for kids to learn about outdoor environments. And it's the staff working on it, and also the Department of Transportation is going to help clear the area for the school to develop that nature trail.
Mm-hmm.
And Eastern Randolph High School is going to work to help with their CTE classes to help build the benches along the trail. So that should be really special. So looking forward to seeing that develop.
Yeah, that's a nice little thing just to have, you know, as opposed to just, you know, back in the day it was, you know, there's the parking lot. Go out and play on it for an hour, and we'll call you back in.
Well, I attended a meeting late last spring, a faculty meeting at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was invited to come hear about this project, and the staff was really, as a group, was really behind this project. So it was very exciting, and there's a lot of pride in developing this project. So can't wait to see that develop and become reality, because I think it'll be a special feature on that campus. And to my knowledge, I'm not sure there's one anywhere on the other 30 campuses.
And also, getting kids outside for a little while just to play in nature is always a good thing. Yeah. They don't get enough of that much anymore.
And I want to also mention a staff member, Harmony Klein.
Mm-hmm.
She's a special needs teacher at Level Cross Elementary School. She'll be recognized Monday night at our board meeting as the Exceptional Children's Teacher of Excellence.
And yeah.
That is an annual award, and Ms. Klein does a great job, and just very excited to see her be recognized for her great work. So
mm-hmm.
that's one of the big recognitions coming. at our board meeting Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, the staff just does an incredible job, and a lot of them just don't get possibly appreciated as much as they should.
Well, we as much as we can recognize teachers and staff for the great work they do every day, we need to be doing that. We also have a we're working very hard in the facilities maintenance area. Facilities area in particular, Marty Trotter and Larry Chilton are really working hard on our new middle school that we're in process of breaking ground in August, the new middle school in the Archdale Trinity Zone.
So, oh, wow.
Looking forward to seeing that project move along, but we're right on schedule, and a lot of staff have been involved there, and so that's going to be an exciting development for our school system.
Yeah, always nice to get a new facility in and just have room for more kids.
Well, and what will happen there is we, in the Archdale Trinity Zone, we have a 6th grade school, Braxton Craven, and then Archdale Trinity Middle is 7th and 8th. What will happen is we'll move Archdale Trinity Middle back to 6-8, and this will be a new 6-8 school, and so Braxton Craven will not be used by us as a school once we get the school open, and we're looking to be at opening it in the fall of 2021, so that'll be exciting for that community as well.
Well,
so,
very good.
Got a lot of different things going on in the school system. I do want to mention one interesting thing that was shared with me yesterday from the Child Nutrition Department. We now have a mobile menu app, and if you go to our webpage, there's a link, and it'll give you all the details, but people can download that app to their phones, and they can learn. They can go in and look at each things on a particular school's menu and see such like as nutritional information, calories, allergens, get pictures of the foods.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just interesting. The more, you know, as technology continues to play a role in society and how it continues to impact our school system as well. But it's called the Mobile Menu App, and I would encourage everybody to go to the webpage, our homepage of the school system, webpage, and you'll see where you can get to the link and get all the details and all. But that is interesting and exciting as we continue to try to share more and more information with parents and the public.
I could have used that back in the day just so maybe I could find out what the ingredients in mystery meat was. I think it was Wednesdays with the painted stripes on it. Like, yeah, we almost pretended to put this on a grill. So, I mean, the school year is going to wrap up a whole lot quicker than you really imagine it's going to as things just go day by day and fly.
Well, we end the first semester. Next week's essentially the last full week of the first semester. Mm-hmm. The high schoolers have exams next week for semester one, and then we'll be into semester two. And it seems like once we get past that first semester, the second one goes even quicker than the first one did. But it's been a great year, and we've had a lot of people helping us continue to get better, and appreciate everybody's patience during the fall with the three major weather events we've had between the two hurricanes and the snowstorm before we got to winter break. But appreciate everybody's patience, and our Board of Education's worked very hard to work through these different makeup plans we've had to deal with, and just appreciate everybody's teamwork on this, because you never can predict the weather, and
the weather people can't predict the weather, and it's their job.
And even when they predict it's coming, we never know when it's going to be clear up for us to go back to school before
out
of school.
That's true, because this is a Saturday into Sunday event, and supposedly out of here by Sunday, but what's it going to leave? We'll know when we look out the window and see what it is.
Well, now, I'm not a big fan of snow, but if it's going to come, I prefer it come Friday after we get out of school on that day and be gone by Sunday night. That's my preference. But,
yeah, I know.
But I don't really get a say in that.
Well, I like the snow. It's the ice that just makes it even more nasty. So if we can get if it's just snow, we can handle that. I was born in Pennsylvania, learned to drive in the snow. I hope that actually works for me here in the next storm. All right, Dr. Ganey, appreciate you coming by. We'll see you here in a few more weeks and catch up what's going just in time for Valentine's Day.
Well, it's always a pleasure to come see you and talk about the school system.
Well, thank you. Dr. Stephen Ganey, superintendent of the Randolph County Schools. It's 824 at 99.9 FM, The Zoo. Good morning.